Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Join us early on Monday at 7 p.m. for Keeping It Brief, then come back at 10 p.m. and join Lu Yu with Front Page Picks in her Garden of Enlightenment. Tuesdays, dig into the Twisted Thoughts of the Twisted Sisters. Wednesday, turn up the heat of the Art of Seduction. Thursdays, a split between In Our Craft or Selling Art and Double Helix with a Sadie. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. And it's Saturday, a split with Gray Eyes and Dan Howling of the Moon in the Northern Wilds, and Exploring Ekphrasia with Captain B2 and Gray. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then please check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Tuesday through Saturday mornings. Come take a walk on the wild side Tuesday. Friday's a split with Break On Through and Echoes in the Dark with Pam, and Sit In with Aphasiana and Babbler on Saturday as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows. Call and read your poems. Hang for the fun. And if you can do SoundCloud, please attach them to your phone so we can listen to you read your words. Good evening, Jean.
Hi, Rex. 2 weeks in a row.
I know. Yeah. I had to do it twice.
I know. I heard you stop and I heard you start again. I just figured I'm going to get fired from this gig. Wow. Yeah, that was two in a row. How are you tonight?
Good. What's up?
Good. Oh, you know, not much. I'm goofy as ever. Anyway, you know, I picked Pam up because she's joining us. Hello, Pam. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hello, Jean. Hello, Rex. Great to hear you
both. Hey.
You know, when Rex fires me, Pam, you're going to have the job.
No. Rex isn't allowed to fire you. If I have to replace you, no. So you go ahead and screw up as much as you like, Jean.
Oh, my God.
You have job security.
Oh, God. Poor Rex. Oh, well, Rex, sorry. I'll try to be better.
You're stuck with us, Rex.
Oh,
well, it's the end of February at this note, so next one will be March 3rd, so
there
we'll
you
be
go.
Going for a new year.
Very good.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll do better in March. And what you and St. Patrick's Day this year, right? Isn't that what we talked about?
No. Oh, yes.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So that'll be fun.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day. That'll be our third show in the month. So. Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. Yeah, we got five Sundays this month. The 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, the 24th, and the 31st.
Oh, most things that happen to me, you know, it's a month of Sundays, but I get it. No.
That's going to be great. It's a full five Sundays in March.
So you say, Rex, how do you feel about this?
Well, we've got Bob Marley for next week.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of John Mayall and the Blues Breakers for the following week. Then there's St. Patty's. Then I'll have to think on the other 2 weeks.
Don't worry. By then, I might have another one for you. Just check your email. You never know what's happening around. You know, because I always send stuff. I feel like the creep hanger is LNP. Yeah? Yeah. I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. I hope not. We'll have no more of this stuff. I was going to say tomfoolery, but I guess maybe that's not really what it is. But yes, yes. So here we are. And the witch is back. See, Pam, that was us. I know he played that just for us tonight.
Yeah, that was a rewrite of Elton John's The Bitch is Back, and that was written by Bette Midler for the movie Hocus Pocus 2.
Yeah, yeah. There's some good ones. That's funny, though. Yeah, I'm listening to it. I'm saying, Pete, we should have used that for Tuesday, I'm thinking. Yeah. I figured we'd slide right into that one. And everybody, look, I put up a contest late for next Wednesday, and I don't normally do this at the beginning of the show, but I put up a contest that was late for next, no, not Tuesday, for Wednesday. And anybody who can, please check it out. Fill, you know, write a poem. Anyway, I'm done with that. I'm going to be good now. Anyway, so Rex, these are two carryovers. Now, we have two carryovers coming up from last week, right? Isn't that how we started off tonight?
Yeah, that's
what I thought.
And then we'll dig into Toby.
Okay. There we go. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to have you start us off with A Donkey's Fugue by Jack Blue. And I'm going to put it up. Quickens are creeping. I'm getting nervous. Here we go. Whenever you're ready, Rex.
A Donkey's Fugue, number 16, by Jack Blue. Pour me some Applejack when the tiny calendar brightens up my passenger fluttering around my back. Snowy trees are blooming slow, if witches slightly wonder so. Let me linger on the stage with my majestic ladybug until her school eternally hug, lavender's preludial page. Snowy trees are winter's bells, if witches don't remember spells. Darkness dances daintily all around the frozen church before a flight of donkeys perch on the vault of reverie. Snowy trees are ready now, if witches don't nobly bow. Enchant another soul of mine simply with a drop of wine or a ghost of Applejack glowing golden on my back. Snowy trees are hovering if witches cancel everything. And poem. All right, Pam. Bring it on in.
All right. Well,
Pam?
First of all, great read there, Rex. Wonderful rhyme and flow. Great imagery, as always, an absolute delight to read Jack. I really like how he brings out a mystical and magical performance. I mean, I can just imagine this being done with, like, you know, like shadow puppets or something like that, or marionettes, and watching it on a stage. I really liked it all the way through, but especially Darkness Dances Daintily All Around the Frozen Church, Before a Flight of Donkeys Perch on the Vault of Reverie, Snowy Trees Are Ready Now If Witches Don't Nobly Bow. Excellent lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Pam. Yeah, I've got Applejack on the mind.
Yeah,
Gene.
Yeah. I thought this was a nicely penned piece. Nice rhyme and meter. And I loved a touch of alliteration here and there. And another great tale told by Jack. He has such a great way. Usually I refer to them as fairy tales. This is a little bit different. This almost has a touch of Midsummer's Night Dream. Not tied in real tight. Just a little bit, you know, where you can kind of Well, maybe if, I guess maybe if I if you haven't read it, it wouldn't do that. But it kind of put me in a little place where I was kind of I was tuning in that way. And I think it was just a great job. So thank you so much for sharing with us, Luke, and hope to see you again soon.
Nice. I like the double note to the Applejack. Performing some Applejack when the tiny calendar does got my passion flooding around my back. Kind of hits on that note, especially with the second one. He did the same thing. Or simply with a drop of wine or a ghost of Applejack glowing golden on my back. That note of trying to brush off the winter chill with a little bit of apple brandy. Warm the bones and the cockles of one's heart as they sit around the fire waiting for that that note of cold as a witch's to pass them by and spring come enter once again.
Absolutely.
So, thank you, Jack. I enjoyed that.
Yep, 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 yep. And Pam, I'm going to ask you to read this next one. Called A Siren Song of Deadly Seduction. So, I'm going to put that up. And we're ready. We're ready. Oh, Pam. Are you on mute, Pam? Okay, maybe I'll look.
Ready?
I don't know. I didn't mute her. Oh, yeah, she fell off and came back. Hello, Pam. I was wondering why
you
weren't reading.
I said be right back, and then I said I'm back.
You want me to look in the room?
I had a static noise that went away before last time I hung up and called back.
Gotcha. Well, hopefully it went away again.
It did so far. So far it has,
very good. Very good.
All right. So, yes, I will be very happy to read Jenny the Deep. A Siren Song of Deadly Seduction. Sirens sing seducing swimmers spitefully, sinking seamen, ships rightfully, ignoring her whimsical warning, against her horrendous storming. Should have feared her seductive ways, now they are enveloped in watery graves. Trapped in her temperamental trenches, they succumb to her mischievous advances. One way or another, she gets what she wants, out for blood to see what she wants. Letting her prey, she gasps and satisfied. Once finished, their soul she tosses aside. Semen mixed with blood rains down, but never does it hit the ground. Several lives she swallows whole, keeping heart of men she stole. And poem.
Nice.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. All right, Jean.
I thought this was a nicely penned and a clever piece. I see how she swapped the witches out for the sirens. And that was, you know, it was a different concept. It was something that didn't just fit in the box. You know, it came outside the box, which was good. Whereas the first stanza, I'm like, oh, sirens sing seducing swimmers spitefully, sinking seamen ships rightfully. I thought, oh, this is going to be a tongue twister all the way through. And then she kind of backed up on that, you know, that for a bit. So I thought that was good. But, you know, one way or another, she gets what she wants out of blood to see which haunts. Letting her prey, cheat death till satisfied. Once finished, their soul she tosses aside. She mixes with blood rains and blood with blood rains down, but never does it hit the ground. I think that she really, I think that she really stated everything well and clever, and it was a good use of rhyme, so I like that too. So, yes, thank you, Jenny.
All right. Thank you, Jean. All right, Pam, you got to read it.
Yes, I did, and I really liked it. As you were saying, it fits with the prompt because it's all about, you know, the the sorcery and the magic, but instead of putting it into the box of witches, she brings out the silence. And quite great use of alliteration, wonderful imagery and great use of rhymes. I really like especially the part, one way or another, she gets what she wants, out for blood to see which flaunts, letting her pray she death so satisfied. Once finished, their souls she tosses aside. I like that because, first of all, it makes me think of the song One Way or Another by Blondie, yes, or also done by Bette Midler. I think it was English, but yeah. And then it also makes me think about the whole idea of a really fun and wicked game of cat and mouse. Oh, excellent write and very well done.
Nice.
All right, thank you, Pam. Yeah, that was the other song from the Hocus Pocus 2 that I set up for Bette Midler, One Way or Another, their version. So she did pop that in there, and it does fit the angle. But, boy, this the Simon song, A Deadly Seduction, yes, she really gets that at that point, especially with that last stanza. Sea mist mixed with blood rains down, but never does it hit the ground. Several lives she swallows whole, keeping hearts of men she stole. So much for Valentine's Day with the siren songs from the deep.
Absolutely.
Literality. I like it. Thank you, Jen.
Absolutely. So Rex, that's going to bring us into our first Toby Keith song. So I'm going to play that, and then you can tell us all about him. So here we go.
Somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day's long, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds,
too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
I'm all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll set them down.
Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses rise against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Yeehaw.
And them's the boys.
Yeah,
hey, Rex, So what are you going to tell us about the show tonight?
All right, he was born Toby Keith Cobell in 1961, July, in Clinton, Oklahoma, and he just passed 3 weeks ago tomorrow, as a matter of fact, at just 62 years old. So still a youngster, considering some of us are a lot older than that now. Anyway, the family lived in Fort Smith, Arkansas for a few years when Keith was in grade school, and then they moved back to Moore, Oklahoma. While he was he spent his summers with his grandmother in Fort Smith. His grandmother owned a supper club called the Billy Garner Supper Club, and he got fascinated with the music that came through there since it was a supper club. So he did odd jobs around the place, and every now and then he'd get up on the stage and join in with the with whoever was playing at that particular time. He got his first guitar at 8 years old. He was a defensive end in high school for his football team, the Moore High School. And after high school, he went to work in the Oklahoma oil field as a derrick hand. He worked his way up to supervisor, and he formed a band called the E.T. Money Band with some of his friends when he was 20, and they worked the local bars and roadhouses of the day. In 82, the oil industry kind of hit a snag, went downhill, jobs were lost, and he tried out for the Oklahoma Outlaws from the USFL. I didn't make the team, but he did join the farm club, the Oklahoma City Drillers, for a little time. That didn't pan out as well, so he returned himself back into the music angle, and he joined his band, Easy Money, again, and they started doing the honky-tonk circuit from Oklahoma through Texas, kind of like back in the 30s and 40s with the Chitlin Circuit over here on the East Coast. Since the genre out there west was country, he'd run that type of circuit. He moved to Nashville in late 80s, early 90s. He was busking down a music road, but couldn't get a leg up until a producer heard a demo tape, which was given to him by a flight attendant who was one of his fans. From there, he hit the music scene in 93 with his debut single, Should Have Been a Cowboy, which hit the Billboard Hot Country Charts at number 93, the one top 100. He's run a string of hits, multiple hits on most of his albums since then. A Little Less Talk, that's one of the songs we got tonight. He Ain't Missing Much. Wish I Didn't Know Now. And what else? He's toured with Shania Twain and John Brennan. As you heard, he's done time with Willie Nelson and Company and a whole lot of other folks. He's 19 albums, 40 million records sold. He's been a multi-platinum artist on pretty much everything he put out. I think his big angle came like 98 when he hit New Strides with DreamWorks Records. Songs like How Do You Like Me Now, Country Comes to Town, another one we got on tonight, You Shouldn't Kiss Me Like This. He's got plenty of Academy of Country Music Awards. You name it, he's got a bit of it. And the music's good. And like I said, 3 weeks tomorrow, and he wasn't even 63 yet. sad thing to do. And you're a Toby Keith fan. What do you remember?
Well, I just remember all the hits that came out. I did see him in concert once. A couple of girlfriends and I all went to see him. Yeah, you know, he's. I mean, he was a good singer, and he was, and you know, there's no apologies from him. You know, I think there for a while they shunned him in Nashville, if I remember correctly. And I don't know the full story on it, but it had to do with the music he was putting out. You know, because I guess they didn't really, some didn't deem him as country per se in some respects. Yeah, there was a little bit of an issue, a strain there. And I guess they got past it. You know, they just didn't get some of it because some of it wasn't like straight country music. But nowadays there is no straight country music like in the old days. He was really a great singer. And a good story. His videos, if you ever get a chance to watch the videos, some of those are just as excellent as the song. You know, I mean, I put the one up today. I put it up a couple times already. But it's as good as I once was. And the video is hysterical. I mean, you sit and you watch it and you just laugh. Who's Your Daddy?
Yeah,
that video is funny. Yeah, they're fun. You know, he just had a good time with them all. You know, I say kudos for that, but yeah, it's a shame. It is a loss, you know, because he had a lot of wonderful songs, you know. But country's not for everyone, and I get that. But you got to give the devil his due. I mean, he kicked Bin Laden's ass, you know, in those songs. So I mean, what more can you say?
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of covered a lot of it, you know. So, but yeah, I thought he was great. Pam, what do you know about him? Anything?
I know he was tall. That's about it.
He was a big boy. He was a big boy.
I don't really know anything about him other than that he was a singer and, tall and good looking, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Well, considering he worked on oil rigs, you don't end up being a wimpy person out there because you're lugging some hard steel, amongst other things, keeping that arena going. And he did kind of epitomize that life of being the big country boy, so to speak, Oklahoma, that area. Because you remember Mickey Mantle came out of Oklahoma, and he was one of those big guys way back in the days. Baseball.
Yeah.
It seems to be like that breeding ground for the heart of America, so to speak. And some of these songs, some of what we got on the board tonight, were part of that note, especially American Rider, American Soldier, and there's another one on there that's really funny. Oh, the American Rider was a really funny song, too.
Yeah, that video was funny.
The video was hilarious.
Yeah, he had a good sense of humor. He did. Yep. So,
He also did that song with Willie Nelson about smoking with Willie Nelson and the boys. Getting smoked under the table because of Willie. I got to remember, nobody can stand up to Willie.
Right. And then what else did they have? I just had one run through my head. Oh, I Want to Talk About Me. That's another one that's just so funny. So if anyone is not familiar with them, check him out if you want to get a few laughs on it.
What didn't liken him to the country scene was he didn't do a whole lot of those the love songs. You know, they got kicked down. I got my truck and my dog, but the girlfriend kicked me out, so to speak. He did a couple of those. Like he put one out on each album, but he was basically the hitting the music of the people when it comes to hardworking Americans. And what they do to live.
Absolutely. Yeah, he definitely he was a character. You know, he just didn't fit. He didn't try and be in the box. He just didn't. You know, he did what made him feel good or what he thought would work, and he wasn't worried about coloring in the lines. So maybe that's really the answer to it.
Aaron puts on the board. I sang "Take This Job and Shove It" at work once.
Yes.
I didn't tell the boss I was kidding.
I thought that was pretty funny. But yes, what else? Harmonica stuff. Yeah. Dwight Yoakam's good, yeah. Dwight Yoakam used to be really good. You never hear of him anymore. But yeah, just some fun stuff. Something different. It's not, Trailer Hood, yes. You and I talked about Trailer Hood, didn't we, Rex? Wasn't that one of the prompts? And it just never...
No, but I remember coming across it. I said, that might be a little bit too much for tonight, but
yeah,
I
right.
found some other ones
because
that worked a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the American Soldier. I thought that was a great song, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a fabulous song. You know, he had a lot of good ones, so, you know, I mean, no matter what you pick, there's something. So, I mean, it's a great job. Okay. Well, I guess maybe.
Yeah, let's...
I think you're brain enough. So the next one I'm going to put up is called Honky Tonk You. So let me hit the button. Here we go.
My grandmother owned a nightclub on the Arkansas-Oklahoma line. Mama put me on a Greyhound and I went to stay with her in the summertime. I'd box up those empty long necks and stack them in the back and make a ham. Then at night she'd let me sneak out of the kitchen and sit in band. Yes, I have stacked some quarterbacks and broke my share of bones along the way. I knew it wouldn't last forever. Semi-pro always means semi-pay. I started climbing drilling rigs. I'm all field trash and proud as I can be. I took my songs and guitar and sang them to a man from Tennessee. I played every beer joint tavern from New York City out to Pasadena. Every corn dog fair and rodeo and sold out every basketball arena. Like to get down with my boys in Afghanistan and Baghdad. A star can't burn forever, and the brightest ones will someday lose their shine. But the glass won't ever be half empty in my optimistic mind. I'll still have a song to sing and a band to turn it up and play it loud. As long as there's a barroom with a corner stage and a honky-tonk crowd. I played every beer joint tavern from New York City out to Pasadena. Every corn dog fair rodeo and sold out every basketball arena. I like to get down with my boys in Afghanistan and Baghdad.
Now, yeah, but that's what you call a true-to-life song. If you check out the voice in it. My grandma owned a nightclub on the Arkansas-Oklahoma line. Mama put me on a Greyhound and went to stay with her in the summertime. All true. Then at night, she'd get me sneak out of the kitchen and sit in with the band. Yes, I have stacked some quarterbacks and broke my share of bones along the way. I knew it wouldn't last forever. Semi-fill always means semi-fade. Then he hits on the sort of a climbing drilling rig. I'm oil field track and proud as I can be. So this is a true to a voice note of his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it summed him up pretty well. And between what you told us in the beginning and that alone, I think that was, pretty accurate. Pretty amazing. And Rex, I'm coming back to you. Because the poem that goes with that is by Randy G. And let me put this up. It's called Honky Tonk You by Randy G.
All right. Honky Tonk You by Randy G. My grandma owned this little nightclub over on the state line. Spent the summers with her, and I tried to sneak a taste of wine. Sometimes she'd let me sit in with the band, sing a song or two. It's where I passed my redneck SAT. Welcome to Honky Tonk U. Then I moved on to play some football, not much pay. Semi-pro, tried my hand on drill and rig, a tough way to make your dough. Hard knocks playing football are on some oil soap drilling through. All helped me to get my associate degree from Honky Tonk U. With my guitar in hand, I sang in Oklahoma and in Tennessee, out west in Pasadena, over in New York, and even Cancun. County fairs, basketball arenas, of course, in my talent school crew. He's building sound credentials for my PhD at Honky Tonk U. Love performing for our troops at home or in far lands, Fort Dix, New Jersey, Hamburg, Germany, or Iraq, in Afghanistan. Good have grown American patriots through and through, another red, woman, white, and blue graduate of Honky Tonk U. And punk. All right, Pam, bring it on in.
All right. Great read there, Rep. An excellent write by Randy. Great take on the prompt. Wonderful rhyme and flow. A great tribute to Toby Keith and to all people who learned life's lessons from, the reality of life. Really clever lines throughout. Excellent write on those lessons learned from the hard knocks of reality. Really great all the way through. But I do like how he mentions about, Toby Keith performing for the troops. Love performing for our troops at home or in foreign lands. Fort Dix, New Jersey, Hamburg, Germany, or Iraq and Afghanistan. Good old homegrown American patriot through and through. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Gene, how about you?
I thought that this was a great nod to the song and the man. Wonderful tribute piece. I really enjoyed it a lot, and I thought it was very well done. And, I liked each stanza of this, really. But I love how he ended each one. It's where I passed my redneck SATs. Welcome to Honky Tonk U. And then it all helped me to get my associate's degree from Honky Tonk U. It's a PhD. But the last line was great. Another red, white, and blue blood graduate of Honky Tonk U. I just think this was an awesome piece all the way through. So thank you so much, Randy. Great job. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Gene. And you just took the wind out of my sail because I was going there. Yeah, Randy stuck to the song, but he's adding in those little touches to finish off the SATs and the associate degree and the PhD does add a note of a little bit more than just the average redneck, so to speak. You earn your way through the hard times and the hard places you come out of, just like the note of singing in with the band at his grandmother's place. And then rocking after this, the note of oil-driven platforms.
Absolutely.
And then the idea of the PhD playing across all those little towns, those little bars, those little arenas where a lot of big bands don't go, but hell, you find your strongest hand in those little out-of-the-way places that understand and know the music. I know he's your biggest fan. And like you said, the back end of it did a lot for the troops. It's always great when you take yourself overseas and give something back to those who don't, who wouldn't ordinarily get to see you play. So, nicely done, Randy.
Nice. What? That was a great way to start the show. I like that one. Okay, the next song we're going to play is called Who's Your Daddy? So, here we go.
Waiting for Barry?
Barry? Barry. Come here a minute.
Oh, hey, honey.
You mean that Barry?
Oh, hey, Mr. Key. They know you were coming back so early. Just going to finish up the yard here.
Have you been telling everybody this is your crib again, Barry?
I just...
Well, get on mowing, man. Going back to your chores. And hey, take my shirt off. You're getting that Cletus funk all over my clothes again. I can't get that stuff out, man.
I'll leave your shirt back on your hanger there in your bathroom.
Sorry about that, hon. He always does that. Dang, you can't get good help. I tell you what.
But if you want me to come back a little bit later, just catch me on my CB radio. Never mind. I'll be on my way. I should have been a plowboy. I should have learned to roll and ride.
Boy, that brings back fond memories for Crickin. That's the song his father played for him every time he complained about cleaning out the barn. Talk about bringing back aromatic memories.
That's right. The muck and the mire. Oh, yes. So, I guess I'll read the next piece since Pam read one. You just got lucky, Rex. Okay, this one is called Come Here, Daddy by Betty Page. Here we go. Come here, Daddy. Oh, he's mine, girls. Though you're still come knocking on my door, really. Better tell you he's mine, all mine. I guess all you thirsty girls, you best go away now for all time. Love, you're looking fine. You look so good, looking like my fine man should. Why, it's so hard then to just make you mine. Come on now, just lay your sexy, loving body next to mine a while. You've just run all around you. Just stop that now. Sweetie, hey, come love me, sweet. All that you desire waiting for you. You know I'm your love, so come and get me. Who's your mama? Who's your lady? Who's your lover? Who's your friend? And who's that one girl that you come running to when your love life starts tumbling? I've got sweet lovin', so come here right now. Dance neath bright stars, let's make love sweet. Who's your mama? Who's your lady? Who's your sweetie? Who's your heartbeat? You kept on running around loveless, one-night flings, didn't you? Don't you worry, every desire is waiting just for you. You know I'm your love, so now come and get me. Who's your mama? Who's your lady? Who's your lover? Who's your friend? And who's that one girl that you come running to when your love life starts tumbling? I've got sweet loving, come here right now. Dance neath bright stars, let's make love sweet. Who's your mama? Who's your lady? Who's your sweetie? Who's your heartbeat? Who's your mama? Who's your lady? Who's your sweetie? Who's your heartbeat? I'm the one you really love. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. All right, Cam, bring it down, Ian.
Yeah, great read there, Jean. And a wonderful parody by Betty. I like these fun, sassy, and sexy lines about letting all the other women know who his love belongs to and that he is yours and yours alone. And all the way through it's great, but I do especially like the parody chorus of who's your mama, who's your lady, who's your lover, who's your friend. And then this part, you've just run all around, just stop that now, sweetie. Hey, come love me, sweetie. All that you desire is waiting for you. You know I'm your love. You know, and that kind of, it makes me think of this quote by Paul Newman, who said about him and his marriage to his wife, that you don't go chasing hamburger if you have steak at home. And that's Ooh. What it makes me think of, that whole idea of don't be chasing all that hamburger because you got yourself some good steak at home. So,
there you go.
Excellent writing, very well done.
Thank you, Pam. All right, Jean, you got to read it.
Well, you know, I thought that Betty did a nice job. It was a great parody. You know, I picked it up at the pre-chorus and the chorus. I thought they were really nicely done. And I thought it was well done and lots of fun. Great job, Betty, and thanks for sharing with us all tonight.
Nice. Thank you, Jean. Yes, it was a well-done parody, but it also rolls on that note of being a companion piece. Where you have both him and a female sing on stage going back, who's your daddy and who's your mama? So you get that back and forth angle going on, much like you had in some of Meatloaf's songs.
Yeah.
So that would be a good pace with this to play off that angle, doing this song together as a duet. So nicely done, Betty.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let me see. The next one we're going to play, we're going to play this, is by Errant Panther, and it's called Digging for Gold by Errant Panther. And I have an audio for this. Let me put it up. Here we go. And here we go.
Digging for Gold by Errant Panther. In a world driven by the pursuit of lofty dreams, why am I even slightly surprised? Very little is as it seems. A life of grandeur is never really too far away, just fall in love with someone rich and convince yourself to stay. Money, cars, attention, all lined up before your eyes. Just make sure your affections are aligned with the intended prize. Cold are the stones turned over when pride and dignity are sold. I guess that's just the price you pay. Digging for gold. Digging for gold. End poem.
Great read, Aaron. Thank you very much for SoundCloud. Much appreciated. All right, Gene, we're going to start with you. As soon as you unmute yourself.
See, I threw my comment. No, I'm only kidding. I thought it was a great take on the video. Because even though you could hear what was going on in the audio, when you see the video, you know, she thought that she was going to, you know, go to this mansion and she was going to just be living large. And she was talking to the gardener, you know. And the owner of the mansion comes in and says, oh, he does it all the time, you know, and kind of sends her on her merry way. So I think that this really fit well with that. And I thought it was well penned and well said. So great job, Aaron. A great piece. There's a lot of truth in here.
You know. Absolutely. Thank you, Gene. Pam? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought this was a great take on the prom. A wonderful rhyming poem. I really like how it takes a sardonic bite and a bit of a jab at those gold diggers. People, you know, looking for their sugar daddies or their sugar mamas who would sell their only chance at true happiness, the actual real down-to-earth love, just because they rather chase after money. And great rhymes all the way through, but I especially like A Life of Grandeur is never really too far away. Just fall in love with someone rich and convince yourself to stay. And that last line especially says a whole lot. You know, try to convince yourself you are actually happy. So excellent write and very well done.
All right. Thank you. It does kind of speak on that note of the ultimate narcissist looking for their own self-satisfaction and selling their soul, so to speak, for what they think they deserve. That's why prenups are such a big and ever-expanding thing these days, because you know what? You're in it for the money? Well, you ain't going out the door with much more than you come in. That's why the prenup is such a big thing these days. And that digging for gold at the bottom does bite at that notion of how prevalent gold digging seems to be these days. So, nicely done, Aaron. Thank you very much. I wasn't quite expecting that one.
Yeah, well, it worked out good. Excuse me. Let me see. Okay, yeah, that was a great piece. Okay, now the next song we're going to play is called Country Comes to Town. So let me hit that button. Here we go.
Downtown on Sycamore Street, and the wheels on the blacktop are starting to whine as I pass that Oklahoma city limit sign. I'm a hayseed and a plowboy. I'm a farm kid and a cowboy. I'm a roughneck. Daddy was a roughneck too. Girls, when the weekend sets on a hillbilly world, you better be ready.
That's when country comes to town. Well, her daddy's third child, better let him be. Well, I don't like him, and he sure don't like me. Her mama just said, y'all have a little fun, see. Ain't doing nothing, me and Papa ain't done. And I open up the door to my pickup truck, and my baby jumps in, and she fires it up, and she gives me a kiss as I crawl in. We've been waiting all week for a weekend. I'm a head sheep and a plowboy. I'm a farm kid and a cowboy. Daddy was a roughneck too. I run around with hillbilly girl, and when the weekend sets on my hillbilly world, you better be ready when the sun goes down. That's when country comes to town. Country comes to town. Here I come.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, it's on that term, leatherneck. Spend your time out in the sun so much that you get that leather notation of roughage to the back of your neck, much like a redneck come from the southern angle of working out in the fields all day. You got a t-shirt on, but you've got that red stripe across your neck. Hard toil work.
I thought a leather neck was a maroon.
It also hits on the idea of leather necks for the guys out in the oil fields.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Okay. Yes. So, let me see. I have an audio for this piece coming up. It's called Bars, Scars, and Shooting Stars by Eric Svensson. So, let me hit that button. And there it goes.
Bars, cars, and shooting stars. Two flaming dames, poets like myself in the hotel bar. Sanchez Crunches Affair in 2002. Late break from our poetry convention in Washington, D.C. Green leather upholstery that said, stay, relax, kick back. Two darling, delicious, capricious ladies gave me the eye. Intrigued by what they sipped, I shimmied over. You're from South Africa, young man. Yes, ma'am. Ruby red lips imbibed more of the magical, mystical elixir. Followed by a satiated lover's content sigh. Who's afraid of Virginia Woolf came to mind. May I inquire what you're drinking, ladies? A billion suns lit up the smoky, low-lit leather couches. Ah, young man, this year we call a gimlet. Why did turkeys suddenly ring a bell? Yeah, courage favors the brave. Take a sip. Two poetesses' eyes sparkle diamonds as I savor this gimlet. Three gangly gin and limes later, a southern poet's tongue was untied. Relax became kick back extraordinaire. Rather seductive music murmured, meandered around us like Car in Jungle Book. Heather on the Heath came to mind, maybe Wuthering Heights. Gimlet comfortable in my skin by the upteenth round, no longer flushed by the elderly dame's sassy, sexy humor, Midnight Cowboy sought a rendezvous. Hickory dickory dock, the bar clock struck 12. Dolores, dear, it's way past our bedtime. Poignant pecks on both cheeks from them charming ladies. Provocative allure of sultry, seductive perfume. Now you two, get yourself off to bed as well. Tomorrow morning, we're workshopping your poems. Yes, ma'am. Sharp salute, kisses blown. And remember, what happens in D.C. stays in D.C. You two should take a walk around Washington Square. Go and see Henry James' brownstone buildings. When Maya Angelou addressed the closing awards ceremony, I felt like young shepherd boy Angelou high on a mountain in Mexico. Gimlet's son Sean, farm boy, made hay. Enter.
Great read, Eric. Thank you very much for SoundCloud. Much appreciated. And Pam, bring it on in.
All right. Well, I have to say, this poem just has me smiling and chuckling all the way through. I really like how Eric shares with us a little snippet of his life. I can imagine a young South African poet going to Washington, meeting up with these sassy, sexy, bawdy American dames with that sense of humor that is so very American, very straightforward, very kind of in your face. And all the way through, there are some great lines, but I especially like Ruby Red Lips and Buy More of the Magical Mystical Elixir, followed by a satiated lover's contented sigh. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf came to mind. And, young man, this here we call a gimlet. Why did turkey suddenly ring a bell? And then throughout the whole night and the umpteenth round and no longer flushed by the elderly dame's sassy, sexy humor, Midnight Cowboy sought a rendezvous. And I could really keep going and going, but, you know, this was just so much fun. And, oh, yes, and remember, what happens in D.C. stays in D.C. There's a nice bite to that. So, excellent write and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. And Jean, what about you? But you've got to unmute it first.
Of course I do. I know. Oh, my God. I did not do it twice. Oh, thank God. I put a whole comment in and then lost it. So I had to redo it. But I thought you did a great job with the piece, Eric. I enjoyed the humor in the piece, and your tale was so well told. And gin, my drink of choice. It's just another tidbit to love, I have to say. And, I picked up the whole tail end of this Hickory Dickory Dock one down, when Maya Angelou addressed the closing award ceremony, I felt like young shepherd boy Angelou, high on a mountain in Mexico, gimlet sunshone, farm boy made hay. Yes, yes, that's the time to sleep, I guess, right? But I think it was a great piece. I loved the story you told. I usually do like the tales that you do tell. You share with us, you know, so great job, and thanks so much.
Nice. Thank you, Jean. This is humorous. And it is a failure, because Eric does give off that note of being a farm boy from South Africa. So coming into D.C. For the first time and walking in that note, he's got the rich leather seat, the wooded paneling wall, so to speak. You get that nuance of the flavor in the moment, because you're in one of those upgraded and special places that you've never seen before. And he starts off, two flaming dames, poets like myself in the hotel bar, sumptuous scrumptious affair in 2002, late break from poetry convention in D.C., green leather upholstery that said, stay relaxed, kick back, there you go, that green leather upholstery. The thing you can actually kind of sink into in the moment, because it's so luxurious. And then the bite that having a couple of drinks, loosening up, because he likes gimlet. I think back in Raymond Chandler's book, I forget the name of the book. Anyway, he says a true gimlet is made with half gin and half roses lined. It's changed over the years. Nowadays, it's usually a 4-to-1 mix. Four parts gin, one part roses, and you can even substitute vodka. You can get a vodka gimlet. But anyway, back in the day, it was a sweeter drink. I don't know if Eric actually got to taste the real one, but if not, maybe he should. Anyway, this does walk a note of something the curious, the untold adventure, so to speak, that one comes across and it plays out in the mind, because he does walk that note of all of a sudden he's had plenty of these gimlets, and now he's blushing at the bawdy jokes that are being told. So he rushes his ladies off to bed. We're working on your phone tomorrow, so we need to be fresh-eyed and bushy-tailed in the morning, so to speak. But I did like that finish. Gimlet, sunshine, farm boy, made a both the notes, the sort of the sun itself and the gimlet. It is kind of on the greenish-yellow side. And farm boy, made a, oh, yes, sleepy time until that morning ride. Nicely done, Eric.
Absolutely. Now.
Hold on. Where should we go next?
Well, the next song we have up is American Soldier. And here we go.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. Take a stand when
right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier.
Such a great song.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Rex, I'm going to have you read this next one. It's called American Badass by Jody Mountain. So, whenever you're ready.
Okay. American Badass by Jody Mountain. In a land where eagles soar and freedom rings, stands a figure bold, an American king. Rugged as mountains, tall and wide, with a spirit untamed. Impossible to imagine. In the heart of cities or plains stretching far, he rides like a comet or a shooting star. Leather boots thudding with each fearless tread, a symphony of courage in every step led. Eyes like the desert, mysterious and deep, holding secrets and stories only the winds keep. A grin like the sunrise breaking the night, illuminating paths with radiant light. His voice, a melody of the wild, an untamed land, echoes the freedom in every command. Art, fortune, liberty's eternal flame, in every beat whispers freedom's name. Across the highways, across the endless sky, where dreams are chased and limits defy, the stridest beat of steel, thundering loud, is the essence of whom America's proud. With a hat tip to history and a nod to the brave, he's a guardian of dreams that the forefathers gave. In his veins flows the spirit of every free soul, uniting the country, making it whole. In the glow of the campfire, of the stars bright, he shares tales of valor deep into the night, of heroes and legends of battles won under the banner of freedom under the sun. So here's the American badass, true and bold, a beacon of courage, a story to be told, a symbol of strength in the land of the free. He's a legend, a legacy for eternity. And poem. All right,
Gene. Oh, this is wonderful. There's so much about it that I really like. I love the rhyme in it. I love the meter of it. I loved everything he stated throughout. Eyes like the desert, mysterious and deep, holding secrets and stories only the winds keep. A grin like the sunshine breaking the night, illuminating paths with radiant light. And I have to say, you know, I took this down four stanzas. And it wasn't because, well, I could have copied them all. Here we go again. But with his hat tipped to history and a nod to the brave, he's a guardian of dreams that the forefathers gave. In his veins flows the spirit of every free soul, uniting the country and making it whole. This is just a fabulous, fabulous write. Yeah, I love it very much. So thank you, Jody, very much for this. And, you know, what an excellent job.
Nice. Thank you, Gene. Pam, how about you?
Oh, yeah, this was great. The first thing that popped in my head when I saw that title was American Badass by Kid Rock. But I think this song, or this poem, is definitely better than that song. Though I don't have any problem with that song. I actually, it's catchy, but I like this poem better. You know, and to me, I, like Phil said, the rhyme and the flow is wonderful in this. And I love how it pays tribute to the soldiers, the true American badasses, the patriots and the veterans who serve and take pride in their country. You know, those that we should be saluting, that we should be standing up for, and that we should be, you know, saying thank you to. And great lines all the way through, but I especially like with a hat tip to history and a nod to the brave, he's a guardian of dreams that the forefathers gave. In his veins flows the spirit of every free soul, uniting the country, making it whole. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you, Pam. When I first saw that title, I thought American Rider. Everybody thinks people, guys who ride bikes are badasses. Then I scrolled down and found, all right, American Soldier works just the same. And I think he took the song itself, looked deeper into the words, and offered up the note and the history behind the soldier and what they do in and of themselves for others, because they're the ones that pay the ultimate sacrifice in giving the last true measure of freedom, as Lincoln once noted back in 1863 at Gettysburg. So this kind of hits that idea of walking deeper into the song and offering up what's behind the guys and now the gals who wear those uniforms and do step onto foreign soil. So nicely done and nicely emoted, Jody. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, that was a wonderful piece. Now, the next one we're going to play, the next song, is I Love This Bar. And here it goes.
I told you to sell. Who do you think you are, anyway? Yeah, you're fired. You were fired yesterday. Yeah, whatever. Hey, can I get a beer over here?
I'm sorry. All right, let's not do this, all right?
We got winners. We got losers. Chain smokers and boozers. And we got yuppies. We got bikers. And we've got thirsty hitchhikers. And the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters. Early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walk in door, puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I love this bar. I've seen short skirts. We've got high techs. blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers. And I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar.
Gotta have an old time bar.
Yep. And like Quicken said, it's open. You can tell because of the jukebox. Amen to that. Oh my God. Okay. Now the first poem we have for this is, it's called "I Love This Bar" by Stelena. And I have an audio. So here.
Love this bar. Often drop in for a jar. It's a place I can be myself. The bar keeps real cute. His cocktails are beaut. My special whiskey's on his top shelf. There's always drama going on for a gal who loves fun. I can take my pick of any guy. But I'm choosy, you see, so they all eye me. There's only one who makes me sigh. Long-legged Jake, make no mistake, one wink from him would suffice. His denim's real tight, and when he turns out the light, I would treat him awful nice. So come see my bar, it ain't that far, but Jake's all mine, don't forget. I'm very possessive, to the point of obsessive, he's the only fish I want in my net. You can join in the fun and flirt with anyone, just better leave Jake be. I don't want no fight, see I got plans for him tonight. 'Cause he's coming home with me. Oh yeah, baby.
Great read, Stelena. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. And like the end line goes, oh yeah, baby. All right, Pam.
I like that. I wasn't expecting that kind of slow, jazzy read, but it worked really well. You know, I love the humor and the fun, sassy lines. You know, I just an excellent write on a favorite watering hole and letting the ladies know that they can have their pick of any man there except long-legged Jake. And man, there's some great lines all the way through. But I do especially like long-legged Jake, make no mistake, one wink from him would suffice. His denims are real tight, and when he turns out the light, I would treat him awfully nice. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, what about you?
Well, I thought it was a great piece by Stelena and a nice take on the prompt. You know, she kind of flowed in with it, you know. For a gal who loves fun, I can take my pick of any guy. But I'm choosy, you see, though they all eye me. There's only one who makes me sigh. Long-legged Jake. Make no mistake, one wink from him would suffice. I thought that she did a great job, and I took that down to the end, you know, because he's the only fish I want in my net. I thought she did a nice job with it. And a great read, too, Stelena. So thanks for sharing.
Nice. Yes, she did hit the right tonal for this, giving it a sultry note. And that second stanza hits on the eye. There's always drama going on, so it's that type of place. But if you look at the last lines and how they work, my special whiskey's on his top shelf. There's only one who makes me sigh. I would treat him awful nice. He's the only fish that wants my net, because he's coming home with me. A little extra note. And I like the double entendre and tongue-in-cheek humor that she dropped in as well. So, thank you, Stelena. All right, Jim.
Thank you. Okay. Now, Pam, I'm going to ask you to read this next piece by Mindful. And I think it's, let me put it down here, right? Here's to Humanity by Mindful. There we go. Did I miss something? Oh, I'm not muted.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, I just heard you saying something. I didn't realize you were saying, you know, that I was muted. Here's to Humanity by Mindful. Today it seems that everyone hates each other's guts. I find myself just holding on in a world that's gone nuts. We have borders running wild and neighbors who just hate us. We're stealing innocence from a child while the government intimidates us. Why can't we all just get along, sit down a spell, sing a song, have a drink or two with you and me, raising a toast to humanity? I don't care about your politics or color, what you are or where you sleep. We are all team human, my brother, only as good as the company we keep. Why can't we all just get along, sit down a spell, sing a song, have a drink or two with you and me, raising a toast to humanity? No one likes to drink alone, and no one should be rejected. Here's to peace and love and hope and honesty for the elected. Why can't we all just get along, sit down a spell, sing a song, have a drink or two with you and me, raising a toast to humanity. Drop the drama and vanity. Let's restore a little sanity. Here's to humanity. And
great read, Pam. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, come on in.
Well, I thought this was a well-done piece by Mindful. I mean, there's a lot in it. You know, I don't care about your politics or color, or what you are or where you sleep. We're all team human, my brother, only as good as the company we keep. Why can't we all just get along, sit down a spell, sing a song, have a drink or two with you and me, raising a toast to humanity? I just think it was nicely done. I thought it was an interesting take on the prompt, but it fits. It fits because, you know, you love that bar because everybody does seem to get along. So, yeah, I think it's a good piece, and I really enjoyed it. So thank you, Mindful, for sharing this one. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Jean.
Mm-hmm.
And Pam, you got to meet it. What about you?
Yeah, this is great. I really like the rhyming in this, the message. It had a great lyrical quality. I like how he writes on the idea that there's too much hate in this world and not enough love, too much criticism and not enough just getting together and enjoying each other's company. I like the chorus, and I also like, I don't care about your politics or color, what you are, where you sleep. We are all team human, my brother, only as good as the company we keep. You know, wonderful lines and very well done.
All right, thank you, Sam. Yeah, everything in this is absolutely spot on and truthful, and the chorus does set up that note of what the reality is within the whole thing itself. That note of breaking bread, sitting around a table, eating, drinking, singing, whatever, as long as it's a sharing of in the moment with individuals. It kind of reminds me of Christmas Day back in World War One, where the fighting was halted and they shared food, drinks, and memories across enemy lines. So it wasn't the soldiers who were hating on each other, even though they had to go to war against each other. They spent Christmas Day as a celebration of them being who they are as opposed to being enemies. So if it can be done on the battlefield, it can be done elsewhere. So, thank you very much. They're mindful.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, normally I kind of leave my stuff out of here, but I have one for this. That was a collaboration with myself. And this was a tribute to LNP and a parody on I Love This Bar. So, here we go. I Love This Room by me and Laurent. We got palindromes and tongue twisters, evil stepbrothers and sisters. We got dark writers and we got chatters, acrostics and hatters. Readers read aloud, making your poems bloom. I love this room. We've got sonnets. We've got haiku. Music lovers and YouTube. We've got rappers. We've got singers. Humorists with the zingers. Readers read aloud, making your poets bloom. I love this room. I love this room. It's my kind of group. Convivial folks, a tight little troop. Each poet has a nom de plume. I love this room. We've got tributes. We've got ballads. Mistresses who look pallid. We've got free versers and we've got rhymers. Some poets here without timers. Readers read aloud, making your poets bloom. Poems bloom. I love this room. I like to enter contests, even win one or come close. I like my gold. I like my gold. I like the radio. I like the shows. I love this room. It's my kind of group. Convivial folks, a tight little troop. Each poet with a nom de plume. I love this room. I love this room. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. All right, Pam.
Oh, this is great. This is one of those poems that's definitely worth hearing again, because, you know, and I'm so glad you brought this out. It's such a spot-on parody, as you always do. A wonderful tribute to LNP and the wide variety that of different kinds of people and poets that are part of our group. Of course, I love this chorus. I love this room. It's my kind of group. Convivial folks, a tight little troop. Each poet has a nom de plume. Also, I like to enter contests, even win one or come close. I like my gold. I like my gold. I like the radio. I like the shows. I mean, all the way through, there's this amazing line paying tribute to everyone and everything. Oh, yes, and then we've got rappers. We've got singers, humorists with their zingers. Readers read aloud, making your poems bloom. Wonderful line. Just great fun and very well done.
Thanks, Pam. I think it kind of summed up the group at the time. Or still kind of does.
It does. It really does. Absolutely.
Thank you, Pam. God, I remember this from back. God, how long? 5 years? Damn.
It'll, oh, yeah.
6 years now. Damn. Yep. Okay. I still get that opening note from his song, and you are still gives me that hit that Grand Funk Railroad shining on. We got winners, we got losers, we got bedfellows, losers. And so it has that ring right up front with it, but it does work on what this is. I did. There is one back here. What was it? We got tributes, we got ballads, mistresses who look pallid. We've got free verses and we've got rhymers. Some poets here without timers. Readers read aloud, making your poet bloom. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, there for a while we were getting like 8-minute reads. We're going, whoa. So no timers. And everybody that reads for the poetry shows, I think, are wonderful people. So definitely. Okay. Well, thank you both very much. And let's see. This one, the next song, is a little less talk and a lot more action. So here we go.
I was getting kind of tired of her in the chatter. Nothing I could say ever seemed to matter. So I took a little dive just to clear my head. I saw a flashing neon up ahead. It looked like a place to find some satisfaction with a little less talk and a lot more action.
I have a poem for this by Naomi Sarah, and I have an audio for this one. So, let me hit the button.
The moon's high in the sky, ain't no clouds tonight. But all I hear words, honey, action, nowhere in sight. Got all these juicy lemons, hey, but they ain't making no lemonade. Tired of all this talking, need a man who ain't afraid. Oh, I want me a sweet, sweet, lovin' country soul man. Kind will take my hand, make me understand that love ain't just words, it's in the things you do. Yeah, I'm waiting round for love, that's true. Dust is kicking up. It's a hot, dry day. sitting on the porch wishing you'd come my way. Don't need your fancy words, I just need your touch. Looking for a man who'll love me so much. I want me a sweet, sweet loving country soul man. The kind who'll take my hand and make me understand. That love ain't just words, it's in the things you do. Yeah, I'm waiting round for love that's true. I'm tired of all this talking. I need some action now. I want a man who will love me, show me how to feel the fire burning way down deep inside. Need me, country man. Need me a country man to make me come alive.
Great read there, Naomi. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. And we're coming to you, Gene. But you got to unmute
again. I know. But Naomi, I thought you did a great job with this. I love the rhyming meter. And I thought it was sweet how you sung it so sweetly and quietly. It was something about that I think fit this very well. But the dust is kicking up. It's a hot, dry day. I'm sitting on the porch wishing you'd come my way. I don't need your fancy words. I just need your touch. Looking for a man who loved me so much. And then, you know, I grabbed that last stanza as well. Great job, Naomi, and really nicely done. Good take on the prompt.
Thank you, Jean. Pam?
Well, I have to say that between Naomi's read and the words in the right, that this is sexy with a capital S-E-X. Oh, man. I just think this is wonderful. She did a great read of it. Great rhyme and flow, wonderful line, really an excellent write on wanting a man of action, not just a man who makes empty promises or he just is nothing but talk, but a man who shows that he cares with action and shows her some real country loving to his lady. And all the way through, there's great lines, but I especially like, oh, I want me a sweet, sweet loving country soul man, the kind who will take my hand and make me understand that love ain't just words, it's in the things you do. Yeah, I'm waiting around for a love that's true. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Thank you, Pam. This was a little different and pleasant, too. The thought of talking in a bit, then singing in a bit more, adding a touch of sultry with some subtle humor and some double entendre thought. I mean, got all these juicy lemons, hey, but they ain't making no lemonade. Tired of all this talking, need a man who ain't afraid. So, yeah. You're letting the cat out of the bag. It gets a little steamy, too. I'm burning way down deep inside. Need me a country man. Need me a country man to make me come alive. So, well done, Naomi. Back to you, Gene.
Okay, so the next song I'm going to play is called Wacky Tobacky. And, it's the wrong way to do that. And here goes. Oh, wait, maybe I'll do this one instead. It's Christmas.
Friends. About 3 hours later, she come rolling back in. Well, a boss man really that one like old Cheech Chin Chong. Burn it through a hole in a can of Budweiser. If you can't take the heat, purple from down in the south, and that old stuff your uncle smoked will give you cotton mouth. Homegrown is healthy, synthetic can kill you. My all-time favorite red hair since a million. That old wacky tobacco, when you feel it creeping up.
Well, where are we going to go now, Jeannie?
Well, she said she'd be right back, so I guess we're going to go with the one song that goes with that.
I guess I got to go get it. Hang on. Let me go find it. There it is.
There you go, Rex.
Ah, okay.
Go ahead and give that a read.
Ain't Proud to Beg by Lawrence 67. The Adventures of Nigel the Fat Cat and his homie Alfie in Too Proud to Beg.
Hey, Nigel. I thought I saw a princess with that alley cat. What's up with that?
I'm a busy cat. I can't be watching where everyone's at.
Huh? Nigel, are you sure?
I could give a flying fart where Princess is or is doing.
Really? Can I get some?
Alfie?
Hell no.
You're supposed to be my homie.
My bad.
Come on.
Where are we going, Nigel?
We're going to get my princess back.
All right, Nigel. High paw, low paw.
Slow, pal.
There she is, Nigel. And she's with that black cat. And he's singing to her. Black cat rapper. Round, round, round. Round, round, round. Round, 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 round. Round.
What?
Don't look at me. I have nothing to do with this. It's all Nigel and Alfie. Ain't too proud to beg.
Ooh.
Who?
You?
Yeah.
Temptations.
Let's do it, Alfie. If I have to sleep on your doorstep all night and day just to keep you from walking away, let your friends laugh. Even this I can stand, because I might keep you any way that I can. Ain't too proud to beg, sweet darling. Please don't leave me, girl. Don't leave me, Goyle. Ooh, 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 ooh. And poem. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And boom. All right.
All right. Well, first of all, great read there, Rex. As always, it is a joy to listen to you perform. You know, nice sense of humor. I think Lawrence might have been smoking a bit of the wacky tobacco when he wrote this, because that's about the only connection I can see with the song. But definitely some fun and clever lines and some great familiar voices.
Thank you, Pam. Well, I picked the song because he didn't list the song. So, but after I read through it, it's all right.
this fits the wacky tobacco end, and the fact that you're playing off the angle of Alfie and Nigel and then going out to dig up Princess one more. So since they're already the fat cats of humor, they might as well be high in the making. They love their catnip, so I chose that song. And it did work well with it, so I thought it was funny. I had a good time with it, especially when we got down to that one black cat rapper. So, yeah, there has to be a little wacky tobacco in that black cat rapper. All right.
I have returned. Can I have one more poem? And I'm going to put up the song that goes with that, and it is called American Ride. So here we go.
Winter getting colder, summer getting warmer, tidal wave come across the Mexican border. Why buy a gallon? It's cheaper by the barrel. Just don't get busted singing Christmas carols. Housewife, daddy works his can off, paying for the good life. Kids on the YouTube learning how to be cool. Living in a cruel world pays to be a mean girl. That's love, that's pride. Gotta love this American ride. Both ends of the ocean burning. Funny how the world keeps turning. The small, no hand. I love this American. A record deal, can't even sing a note. Plasma getting bigger, Jesus getting smaller. Spill a cup of coffee, make $1 million. Customs got a thug with an aerosol can. If the shoe don't fit, the fit's gonna hit the shame. That's a
end the show. And I gotta say, guys, you're having way too much fun with my meow. So.
Yeah, meow, meow.
Okay.
So listen, his last poem is called The Bold Ringing of Voices Across the Land by Pam Ray. And here we go. So Pam, take it away.
Okie dokie, Smokey. The bells of freedom are ringing all across the land. The people refuse to cower and boldly take a stand. We will stand up tall and proud. Our voices won't be silent. We love the freedom that we have. Our rights aren't up for grabs. We are the cowboys and cowgirls of a new generation. Our music and freedom is our motivation. Our voices ring out loud and clear. Your bullying mockery we will not fear. You are political roaches scurrying around. Our steel-toed boots will crush you into the ground. Our six-string guitar and loaded Winchester, both ready to sends a very clear message. All the fallacies of the American dream is enough to make the patriot scream. People selling their souls to the media buzzwords, slippery as droppings from the behind of birds. I'm flipping the bird and letting dust fly. You make up your false prophet rules, and I refuse to comply. You're a prize in the cereal made of cheap plastic. Not worth my time because your crimes are bombastic. I love my country and honor our vets. Your worshipping drones are mindless chain pets. Palm greasing palm under the table. You spit shine your words a fine bit of gloss to glisten your fables. You can throw around your money and flex your popularity muscles, but eventually all your lies will be buried, tossing the dirt with an American shovel. I won't bow down, snivel, or grovel. Your system is bullshit. I won't wear your collar. I stand up with those who use their words to give corruption the smackdown and toss away turds. I'll lift up my whiskey and even a beer to toast to all the rights that I hold so dear. Rights that I'll hold on to and refuse to let go. Rights you'll never comprehend because you're too busy selling yourself on the pole. And
great reading. Thank you very much. Well, all right, Dean. I know there's a lot in here for you to pick through, so what do you want to start first?
Yes. I'm like, wow. I said, you tell him, girl. I thought this was excellent. Well stated all the way through, and you just told it like it was. I like it. You know, we are the cowboys and cowgirls of a new generation. Our music and freedom is our motivation. Our voices ring out loud and clear. Your bullying mockery we will not fear. Your political roaches scurrying around. Our steel-toed boots will crush you into the ground. Our six-string guitar and loaded Winchester both ready to send a very clear message. You go. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not even going to go past there. It was just fabulous all the way through. Nice work.
Thank you, Jean.
Thank you.
It certainly met the song's motif. I did like that thought with a loaded Winchester. That brings out 200 years of history. And unfortunately, now Winchester is moving out of New York after more than 200 years because of all the crap that's going on. But also, you hit on the people selling their souls to the media buzzwords, slip fist dropping from behind the birds. Okay. Flipping the bird and letting dust fly, you make up your false prophet rules, and I refuse to comply. What else did you have? I love my country and honor our vets. You're worshiping drones, I'm mindless chain pets. Palm greasing palm under the table. You spit shine your words. A fine bit of gloss to glisten your fables.
Yeah,
this does work as one of those. What are the tarantula pieces? This works fine for me. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rex, and thank you for the inspiration.
Pam has bodies in her basement. That's what the poem told me. That's just from people who gave her decaf. This poem is, like, you can't even begin to know where these are buried.
Well,
oh, my God.
I should also tell you that Pam has a Winchester, but, you know, that's a good start anyway.
There you go. That's excellent. Oh, my God. So good. So good. What a great show. Great job, Rex. Great to
That was a fitting ending as well as for the song. So, yeah, great show, Gene.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. And Pam, thank you for joining us. And also for the boys, Quick and Zog, Robbie, Aaron, Rosie, and Eric, thank you very much. You all are blobless. And next week, come back to do a little Bob Marley. So we'll have some fun with that, too.
Awesome. Good night, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Have a great night.
Good night, gang.
Good night.